15 years ago today. 168 people killed, 19 of them children. Now, you saw there one of the troopers who stepped up, and we're looking at some images here now, but with a trooper who stepped up is a guy who had actually placed McVeigh under arrest back then, who came up to lead us in that 168 seconds of silence. Again, this was, can you believe, 15 years ago today, one of those moments when a lot of people, if you're of a certain age, can remember exactly where you were when you got word. This changed the way that people viewed terrorism, domestic terrorism, and viewed the way and just how susceptible we were to such attacks. Also tapped into the anger that many people had, and the growing anger and militias and hate groups. So it just really opened people's eyes to a lot of things going on in the country. Certainly we will never be the same again. That was a time, and at the time it was the deadliest domestic terror attack we had ever seen. Then of course many years later came 9/11. But again, among those 168 were 19 children. They were at a daycare center inside the Murrow Federal Building that day when that blast sheared pretty much a whole side of that building off. Somehow though, six of the children survived. Here's a story of one of them, PJ Allen, in his own words.
At the time of the bombing, PJ was 18 months. He had inhaled much of the gas from the bombing. His lungs were severely damaged, irreparable.
This is a butyrol. It opens up my lungs. If God could save me from second and third degree burns and a broken arm, he must have some special plan.
I'm PJ Allen. I'm 16 years old. I would like to be a mechanical engineer. I like math. It fascinates me.
Okay. Well, looks like you're doing. You're doing good.
I got my trach out in 06. I felt relieved to have it gone. Over time, my injuries have healed, and I'm breathing a little bit better. And it's like a sign of growth.
I'm so happy to go home.
I don't remember what happened since I was so little. So in a way, it's like, it never happened, but it did. I try to remember those who didn't make it and how the families were affected. When the explosion happened, there was chaos and everybody was scared. But now it's a beautiful place to remember those who were in it and those who died. And I thank God every day that I made it and the others as well, and that we're doing